The first Australian Global Health Film Festival was launched this week, bringing films and documentaries about youth activism, planetary health, and gender violence. The film festival is brought by the Australian Global Health Alliance and Global Health Film, and most of the screenings are available through streaming. I started asking Executive Director at the Australian Global Health Alliance, Celine Namchilo, what the film festival is bringing.
It is a special collaboration for the first time between the Australian Global Health Alliance. We are the national peak body in global health, and we're a member-based organisation of Global Health Institute. And it's a special collaboration between us and Global Health Film, who are based globally, to try to bring global health film and discussions and conversations for the first time to our audience.
So I checked out the program for the festival, and it looks like the docos and the films shown are different from the traditional entertaining or artistic ones. What's the purpose of this film festival?
Yeah, very good question. So the purpose of the festival is really to connect global health storytelling in a way that is different to, you know, scientific reports or health congresses, which important also, but can be quite dry, and to really bring life and voice and I guess a witnessing to some stories that maybe don't make these global reports or research studies. And it really highlights the work of a lot of activists and even ordinary people who are facing various challenges, whether it's from access to vaccines or to trying to be a young girl struggling in a Nepalese village to learn and how to be a film director. This is our first opening night screening of I Am Barmaya, which was on the 16th of August online. And it's also a way to connect some of our global health voices in Australia and in the region with the platform of Global Health Film. So using the films as a way to inform the audience is quite diverse, as well as inspire with the stories and the truths that they're showing. But also, you know, it's entertainment too. I mean, some of the films are really compelling. And I can say a couple of the ones that will be next week, there's a screening actually at the Cinema Como of Dear Future Children. They're really stories of our times about youth activism or about, you know, human rights abuses in terms of mining certain minerals that we are using to make electric vehicles and other batteries. Balancing that with having an intelligent conversation using the films as the base about where to next.
So continuing with the film that you mentioned, Dear Future Children, what's the message that it will deliver to the audience?
I guess from an audience perspective, it will depend on your view and your own experience. The film is about youth activism. It follows three amazing protagonists. One is during the Hong Kong demonstrations under Carrie Lam. The other is about climate activism in Uganda. And the other storyline is about the social movement in Chile. And the overall message is one of youth voice and youth action. And I think it will just depend, you know, on your private viewing, you know, what you take from that. The message overriding is, while we obviously have heard about Greta Thunberg and school strikers, you know, here in Australia around climate change and more recent stories, youth have actually been driving a lot of the movements globally in our modern times, but also if you look back historically too. And I think shining a real light on their role and paying respect to their voice needs to be heard, but also we also need to, I guess, as older people and people in positions of privilege and power, think about why we're leaving it up to, you know, the youth to act on some of the critical, you know, social and health issues of our time, when despite all the money that's been thrown at certain issues and challenges, we still haven't quite got there as a globe. And, you know, the pandemic is one contradictory theme or example where we managed to bring vaccines very quickly, but at the same time, vaccine inequity continued. And global health as a field, taking the scholarly view, is all about health equity, not just overseas, but also in the place that you live.
Where can we get more information about the film festival in Sydney and in Melbourne?
The film festival runs from the 16th of August officially until August the 26th. Although we do have a special screening in Canberra of How to Survive a Pandemic on September the 7th in Parliament House Theatre. All that information is on our website, which is www.globalhealthfilm.org. And the film festival itself is a mixed hybrid of online live stream panels.
That was Executive Director at the Australian Global Health Alliance, Selena Namchilo.